This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo, and this is Sensemaker from tortoisemedia.com. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the world's 7 richest, most powerful countries have made a big promise.
I'm very pleased to announce that this weekend, leaders have pledged over 1 billion doses, either directly or through funding to COVAX. That includes 100 million from the UK to the world's poorest countries, which is another.
Over the weekend at their summit down on the beach in Cornwall, the G7 as they're called, pledged to donate 1 billion doses of vaccines to help immunise the rest of the world against COVID by the end of 2022. But is that promise good enough?
Almost 6 months on from the first vaccination in December, 50% of adults have been fully vaccinated against COVID by having 2 doses, giving you the strongest possible protection.
In the world's richest countries, the effort to vaccinate people is going pretty well. In the UK, we reached a milestone just earlier this month. Half of all adults are now fully vaccinated and 3/4 have had at least 1 dose. And it's a similar picture in the EU and the USA. Over 50% of people have had at least 1 dose of the vaccine. But in the poorest places, they've barely scratched the surface.
6 months since the first vaccines were administered, high-income countries have administered almost 44% of the world's doses. Low-income countries have administered just 0.4%.
That's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the World Health Organization. And for months, he's been urging world leaders to help low-income countries vaccinate their people against the coronavirus. His pleas for equal sharing of jabs started well before the world even had any viable vaccines. Here he is, all the way back in May 2020.
Recent advances in science are enabling the world to move at incredible speed to develop these tools. But the true measure of success will not only be how fast we can develop safe and effective tools, it will be how equally we can distribute them.
All the way along, equal access to treatments and vaccines has been one of Dr. Tedros's top priorities during this pandemic. And to be honest, that's been the big focus of his entire career. Before the WHO, Dr. Tedros was a politician back home in Ethiopia. For 7 years, he was the country's health minister. He's a biologist by training and a specialist in public health. His aim has always been to make sure that people in poorer parts of the world don't die of treatable diseases just because of where they happen to be born. Because that's what happened to Dr. Tedros's younger brother. He died of an infection, probably measles, at the age of 3 or 4. So, opening up access to healthcare to everyone that needs it, rich and poor, has been his driving force in his job at the WHO.
All roads should lead to universal health coverage, and no one should be left behind.
And that's been his message for the COVID-19 vaccines too. Everyone should get them.
None of us can accept a world in which some people are protected while others are not. Everybody should be protected. None of us are safe until all of us are safe.
But if you look at the divide between rich countries and poor in terms of vaccinations, it's clear that Dr. Tedros's message hasn't been getting through. The gap really couldn't be any larger. But finally, now the rich countries think they'll have vaccinated all their own people soon, the world is finally heeding what Dr. Tedros has been saying.
Well, front and centre of this G7 meeting is certainly the coronavirus pandemic and the urgent need to provide more vaccines for low and middle income countries. And
Boris... World leaders have promised to address this problem, and what they've pledged does sound impressive. 500 million doses from the US, 100 million from the UK, another 100 million from the EU. But how do those numbers stack up against what the world actually needs to end this pandemic?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The bottom line is that we need a lot more doses. We need them fast, and we must leave no stone unturned to get them.
Getting more vaccines more quickly is the only hope we have of ending this global pandemic anytime soon. We might be talking about ending restrictions over here, but in other parts of the world, in Asia, Africa, and Latin America, infections are on the rise, often in places where nowhere near enough people have been jabbed. And that should be a concern for all of us. The longer the virus is left to spread around the world, the more likely it is that we'll get even more variants. Variants that might be resistant to the vaccines we already have. So, for Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the 1 billion number and the 2022 deadline to deliver it just isn't good enough. He joined the G7 in Cornwall on Saturday and thanked them for their donations. But he said, to end this pandemic, the world needs 10 times as many vaccine doses, 11 billion in total, and it needs to get them in people's arms as soon as possible. And that means not only sharing doses, but also sharing the recipes for the vaccines with other manufacturers so that we can scale up production. The message from Dr. Tedros is this: we need more vaccines, and we need them faster. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Claudia, Imi, Zav and Ella here at Tortoise Media. Our promise to you is to make sense of the world through one story every day. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's story was written by Ella Hill and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.